Ryan Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, so you know it's office pool time. You know how there's always one guy in the office that always tends to win his own pool?
Yep.
Well, we heard from Eric, and he was tired of his buddy Jason running the office pool and always winning, so we wanted to mess with him, and here's what happened.
Hello, this is Jason.
Hey, Jason, here you're the guy to get in on the pool. You're the guy I need to call?
Yeah. I got the bracket going right now. What's up?
All right, so you're running everything. How much is it to get in on the pool?
$25.
$25, okay. And you're running everything for the office?
That's right, yep. I handle the money, I make sure the scores are up to date, and I post the results.
Interesting. So, Jason, this is actually Jim Hopper. I'm with the FBI Racketeering Division. We've been in touch with your HR department because these office gambling pools have gotten a little out of control.
No, I thought I was following all the policies appropriately.
Well, as you've already said, you're in charge of it and you're taking $25 a person. This is a $9 billion industry, and that's why the FBI has gotten involved. I don't know if you've seen any of the headlines recently.
No, this is just an office pool, man. This isn't anything like at Vegas.
You've used the internet, and that makes it a whole federal charge, actually. Didn't know if you were aware of that. This illegal gambling activity that's going on in offices all around the country, and they're really starting to crack down now.
For $25 a head, you guys are coming after me for that?
Well, that's the thing, you know. There's over 70 million people that do this across the country, and so we're trying to crack down because it is a huge industry, and it's a federal offense, basically, you know. You could really be facing some serious jail time, I think. We might be able to work something out, maybe a reduced sentence, maybe just like 5 years or something. You know, if you start naming some of the people that are in that pool, maybe you could be kind of like an informant. We could, get the whole ring.
You want me to roll on my coworkers?
Specifically, yeah, sure. Do you know Eric? You know Eric in your office?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Eric's the one that actually alerted us to this.
That guy loses every year. What? Oh, God.
You haven't heard about this FBI and NCAA investigation at all? Maybe on the radio?
You hear about all the college players getting in trouble and the schools. Yeah.
You ever have a radio on in the office there?
Well, of course, yeah.
Well, hey, Jason, this is Brian Bell from Lauren Wally, and this is a Brian Bell Buster.
Oh, my God.
We did hear from Eric.
Is this real?
No, this isn't real. You're not under investigation.
Oh, my God, I'm going to kill Eric. Oh, my God.
He says you always win your own pool. What's up with that?
I just follow what Obama puts out, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Well,
oh, my gosh.
Well, good luck good luck with the pool this year.
Okay.
And you're not under federal suspicion, at least for this. I don't know what else you're up to there. But thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show and WROR. And you can get Eric back with his own Brian Bellbuster sometime, okay?
All right. Yeah, I'm going to definitely have to do that. I'm going to kill that guy. Oh, thanks.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.